ran it more than they passed it every year. So it's not, I don't think that's fair. I think it's fair to say that there were a couple of instances that were prominent where Clemson probably should have run the ball more. But by and large, when he was the offensive coordinator, Clemson did not have an issue with not running the ball enough.
Let's just go back to the Syracuse game. What had Clemson done the last 3 years to keep Syracuse at bay? They ran the ball down their throats, and hit it. For some reason, that game, he would not run it at all.
Are you talking about Morris, or are you talking about Riley?
Riley.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a consistent issue with Garrett Riley, yeah. What I'm saying is Chad Morris didn't have a prominent issue with that. I think that's misremembering the Chad Morris era, and particularly in light of the Garrett Riley era. Did he abandon the run quicker than, like, Tony Elliott? Yes. But is it Garrett Riley level? No. I don't think that's true at all.
We all remember the 2013 game against South Carolina where Roderick, the little running back.
Rod McDowell, yes.
Yeah, Rod McDowell was averaging about 10 yards a carry in the first half against South Carolina, and he touched the ball twice in the second half.
Well, they also turned it over 6 times. I mean, they didn't have the ball.
Well, 4 of the times in the second half was because of his behind. The last 3 interceptions that Todd Boyd threw in that game, I remember clearly it was because of his behind by 14 points with 2 minutes. It was about 10 minutes ago, and they had to throw the ball downfield after they got behind.
Do we blackball a guy, though, because of something he did in one game in one half in 2013? I mean, could we not say that about every offensive coordinator that's ever coached the game? Could we not find that one thing they did wrong?
Well, you don't know how I am. Losing to South Carolina is the most unforgivable of a sin we could ever commit.
Hey, I appreciate that, Todd.
That's true. What if I told you that Clemson ran the ball more than it threw it in that South Carolina game everybody's mad about? What if I told you that more carries than pass attempts?
I just remember the second half of that game, they didn't run the ball at all. They ran a lot in the first half, and it's why they was in the game. In the second half, they went 26 plays in a row throwing the ball.
I understand the criticism, Todd. I appreciate the phone. I'm going to try to get one more in here. Thanks very much. I understand that criticism in individual moments, but I think that's one. You're talking about a guy who coached, 40-some games? We're going to be mad about one thing. To me, my criticism of Chad Morris is I'm not sure you can play complimentary football. With the offense that he had from 11 to 14, I think it hurts your complimentary football. I think the best thing that Clemson did with Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott is the offense, guy, I said this on Friday, it was more cerebral, less Red Bull. It was more, let's hang on a beat, let's give our defense a rest. We don't have to score as fast as lightning every single time out there. We don't have to chuck it every time. Sometimes we need a 5-minute drive. Sometimes we need to lean on teams a little bit, and they were able to do that. That's my criticism of Chad Morris isn't he didn't run the ball enough because I'm looking at the numbers. Rob McDowell and Andre Ellington were both 1,000-yard rushers. Wayne Gallman as a redshirt freshman, low 4-star, not a lot of great offers. Ran for almost 800 yards in Deshaun Watson's first season where Cole Stout was the quarterback half the time. That offense was duct taped and paper glued. Paperclip duct taped and super glued to me. A texter said 10-minute drive in a natty. Yeah, I mean that wasn't directly Morris, but that's the Morris system. They go run the ball. I'm telling you, if you're worried about Chad Morris is they're not going to run the ball enough, I would say, sir, madam, that's just incorrect. I just think that's wrong. I think they are going to run the ball enough, which is one of the reasons why Dabo did what he did. Whether you agree or disagree, like I mean, Ben and I both have concerns, big picture and little picture. With this hire and how it's going to work out. But running the ball is not one of my concerns. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next, before we take our next break. What's up, Delvin?
How you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
I think what you're getting in is that your problem was he was going a little too fast. Like, the defense would be on the sideline to get off the field there. They think, no, he'll go fast. They'll score a touchdown. The defense got to get back on the field again. I think that's one of the problems, like, going too fast. Like, I understand that it's going down.
Oh, yeah. His tempo did hurt the defense. But, I mean, defense was not good. But, yeah, you're right, Delvin. I mean, that tempo did hurt the defense back then.
Yeah. As far as you're talking about the coaching staff on defense and secondary, I think you're talking about Allen Jr. getting more responsibility. But I think Are they about to hire Carrico Wright to take over that secondary spot?
That we don't really know. The reports are that he's going to join the staff in some capacity. I mean, it could be that he's the safeties coach. It could be he's the nickels coach. It could be that he's more of like just one of the guys. You know, like there's an interesting quote out there from Pete Golding, who was asked about all the LSU guys that are there. He's like, we got a lot of coaches who we know are going to be there. And they've done a lot of coaching this year because they've deregulated. So he's like, whoever's here, we're going to have an elite coaching staff. And I think that's it. Like, you can just collect really talented coaches and let them go do a little bit of a job that once was one guy doing all the work, if that makes sense.
My problem with the offense is that if that was true to the word, you can have an inexperienced quarterback room and an inexperienced running back room. You got to get experience somewhere in both of them rooms.
I'm with you on that, Delvin. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I agree with the lack of experience there. And like I said, I think you can't afford to mess around with these hires. I think you got to get these right. And Dabo has gotten some of these right. There's this idea that Dabo always hires wrong now, and I just disagree. I disagree with that. I'll tell you one thing. Like, me and my wife are talking about this. We'll go to break on it. Paul, we'll come to you on the other side. I mean, Tyler Grisham's done a good job. I know there are criticisms of him, and rightfully so, but Clemson's not going to get receivers in the portal. Not yet. Not that I know of, because that room's pretty good. That was an internal hire. I mean, so Dabo has gotten some of these right. I think it's fair to point that out. Stay with us. Hour number two continues right after this.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
PaceHomeCo.com's the place. Plumbing, heat, and air with a friendly face. Electrical, too, they've got your back. Ace Plumbing, Electrical, and HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold, white, and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Get ready to relive one of the greatest moments in music history. On January 10th, the Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents Randomonium, a tribute to the 1985 Live Aid Festival. This South Carolina-based variety band is famous for its incredible range, covering generations of music, genres, and moods. From iconic classics to unforgettable anthems, Randomonium brings the energy and excitement of Live Aid back to life in one spectacular night. Don't miss this epic performance. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawl space insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawl space and control humidity with an April air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawl space air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I tried so hard to be the person.
This segment brought to you by our great friends and partners at Industrial Motor Service, industrialmotorservice.com. Been in Anderson over 30 years now, serving the upstate and surrounding areas. If you have an electric motor, a pump, a gearbox, and your job, your business depends on that, then you need to take note of that name, industrialmotorservice.com. They will come to you. They will set you up on preventative maintenance program. They have 24/7 emergency repair because they know when those items are down in your business, your whole business can be down. So make a note of that. If you don't need them now, you're going to need them eventually. And also, when it comes time to repair or replace things like motors, consider contacting them first. A lot of times they can save you money because they can rebuild those motors. They have a rewind service right there on site in Anderson. And been doing this a long time. Not a lot of people do what they do. And they are as good as you were going to find. IndustrialMotorService.com.
All right, 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Co-Roofing text line. We've gotten a bunch of texts pouring in on this.
In fact, the texter, talking about Industrial Motor Service,
yeah.
We love these, says, the best in the business was Servo Motors. Several places I go in the upstate use them. Thank you, texter.
Oh, man, thanks very much. I would say we're getting maybe mostly negative, but Friday it was almost exclusively negative. I feel like after the weekend there are people who either have just gone home and made a pros and cons list, or people who are just like, we got to ride with this somehow, some way. Because it is, I think it's a fair conversation even happening on our text line today about among people about this hire and what it means. Let's go to Paul and Henry, who patiently waited through the break. What's up, Paul?
Not much, guys. Yeah, if you go check the pros and cons and weigh them out, I think the pros be a lot better than the cons. I mean, most of these people get on social media and listen to what the narrative is that he abandons the run. But that's everything. They don't go check the facts. Facts is he had some running backs that had over 1,000 yards, like you showed all the stats a while ago. If you go look at his stats, it's very impressive. And, you know, and I've been going to games. I probably missed a handful of games in 30 years. And I can't remember sitting there and going, my God, why ain't he running to get ball? The South Carolina game, I do admit that second half he did. But if you go back, that's very little that he abandoned the run. I just don't understand. It's because everybody gets on there, and that's what they're complaining about. But like I said, you put the facts out there a while ago, Quarker Ben. If you look at the stats, it's not really that bad. And I think it's better than what we had, that's for sure.
Listen.
Don't you think it's better than what we had?
Yes. I think it will be an upgrade on what they had, Paul. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you, guys.
I agree with it. I think this is a better hire than Garrett. Now, people just want a very succinct list of concerns. So I'll give you my very succinct list of concerns since I've laid out all the reasons why I feel like Dabo might have done this. My concerns are, one, at the time of his hire, Chad Morris was inspired and controversial because he was not well known. But Dabo Swinney sold it as this guy, he was like one of the few teams in the country that ran for 200 and passed for 200. He literally had Tim Beray can attest to this. He literally had Tim Beray like sort the stats page from the NCAA and find the offenses that ran for 200 yards a game and threw for 200 yards a game. And he found Chad Morris in just his second year of college football. He coached 1 year of college football. It was an inspired hire. What I would have liked is a similar situation. A young guy, inspired, looking to do something totally different, but to get back to a more run-based approach, somebody who has some gravitas in the room that doesn't become unmoored. This is another thing, and it's a word that I used over the weekend. I wonder if Dabo feels going back to Chad Morris is a way to recenter this offense. I said before, the Garrett Riley offense had an identity. People are going to say, well, now they have an identity. To me, it's not now they have an identity. It's that we didn't like the identity we had. The identity on offense was forgot about the run, drop passes at receiver, poor quarterback development. Like those were the identities. We might not like it, but it ain't like you were identity. It ain't like you were a John Doe offense for 3 years. We watched it. We know what the identity was. The Chad Morris offense was not like that. I would also point out for people, and I'm looking at this right now, in 4 years, I'm going to just double check this real fast just to make sure. In 4 years, Clemson lost 11 football games. Ben Milstead, how many football games did Clemson lose, do you think, where they gave up fewer than 30 points in the 4 years that Chad Morris was here?
Where they gave up? How many did they lose? I'm going to say three.
Three.
Really?
Is the answer. Twice in 2014. Remember the overtime game against Florida State? They lost 23-17 when Mackenzie Alexander fell down. And then 28-6 at Georgia Tech when they gave up, the offense actually gave up two touchdowns. So it actually was worse than that, where all you had to do was like score 15 offensive points and not give up two pick sixes and you win. But other than that, it was one game where they lost like 27. The reality is you're going to score 30 a game and you're probably going to win. Because Tom Allen's defense, I do think it puts a lower ceiling on what kind of defense you can have if Chad Morris comes in and runs something similar to what he ran. Because there's more plays and more possessions and quicker scores, meaning your defense is on the field more frequently and they're probably going to give up some more points. But if you're telling me all I have to do as a defense is I got to basically give up 28 a game and we're going to win most nights, I mean, sign me up for that. All I got to do is keep them under 30 and I'm winning the game. I'll take that all day long. That's what Chad Morris is going to do. Now, like I said, it's not particularly inspired, and it is one of those things where, again, I would have liked to see a younger model come in and do that. The fact that Tony Elliott and Jeff Scott perfected it and it allowed Brent Venables to flourish as a defensive coordinator, I think is the hang-up for me. The counterpoint to that in my own brain is this. Clemson's not particularly close to winning the ACC on an annual basis right now. Two of the last 3 years, again, Dabo said you can draw the line wherever you want. They've won it two of the last four, but in two of the last three, they've not been close to the top of the league. Not even close. So right now, you don't need to like compete to win a playoff game. Clemson's far. When's the last time Clemson had a team competitive enough to win a playoff game? 2020? I mean, it's been 5 years. So yeah. Let's get back to routinely winning the ACC first. Chad Morris, even if my concerns are valid, Chad Morris's offense is going to put you in position to do that, coupled with Tom Allen's defense. Yeah, I got no issue with that. So for me, I'm like, well, they need to get back to compete for national championships, but I feel like that's a few rungs up the ladder from where Clemson is right now. Let's go to Matt in Greenville, who's up with us next. 654 Roar is the number. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Quality, Ben. Happy New Year. Thank you. Thanks for getting me in.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Thanks for getting in.
I'll just give my two cents. It for me, it doesn't matter what happened in the past with Chad. I mean, he hasn't forgotten how to do offense. Rich Rod didn't forget offense. Arkansas's former OC didn't forget offense. My interest is how we move forward into the 21st century. We have a lot of things that are different now. Obviously, we don't have round one NFL draft picks on maybe the wide receiver positions or a Taj Boyd on the roster, but the most important hire I saw, I think I'm accurate in saying this, he hired the quarterback coach from UConn down here. That coach has similar philosophies to Texas State and some of the new spread concepts. If we can do that, you know, that would help us a lot. But, you know, I don't think Vezina is going to get us there in year one. I still think whatever's left on the transfer portal would help, but, you know, it is what it is at this point. But I'm like you. I wish he was a younger guy, you know, after it and more concepts. But that's my two cents. And one last thing, Quok, our Colts should be firing our GM today, but unfortunately Christmas didn't come late again. So, but I appreciate it.
Matt, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I'm annoyed with the Colts too. This is the one year where it's really not Ballard's fault because they went all in at the exact moment that everyone that they went all in with got hurt. And so I feel bad about that, but it's – I just kind of want to do something else. I mean, it's been too many years lost for Colts fans with, like, I don't want to be the new Falcons, Ben, where our biggest games are breaking ties between the two division winners. I don't want to do that.
Falcons that's what I feel like fire we're. Everybody.
That's right.
Fire everybody.
That's right.
The elephant in the room here with Chad Morris Quok is this. And this is where I'm at. If the quarterback play ends up being what many think it's going to be next year, I don't know that it matters who your offensive coordinator is. And that's the sad part to me.
That's a great point.
And I don't know what to do about that. Do I feel better about Chad Morris and a fresh set of eyes on Christopher Vezina? Yes. Is it enough? My gut says no. But having someone else take a look at that, and also someone who has watched it from afar now and doesn't have any preconceived notions or anything about what's about to happen, I do think that's a positive. But now you could have accomplished that with anybody.
Right.
So, you know, Chad Morris's success is largely dependent on who his quarterback is, and maybe a step further, even who his running back is. And I'm on record how I feel about the running back room too.
It still is a more talented running back room than Chad inherited in 11.
In 11,
with Ellington and then McDowell after him.
Debatable.
Maybe not as well developed.
Debatable. Yeah. I hope you're right about that. Texter earlier said, if this doesn't work out with Chad Morris, does he get fired? I think maybe you're on the right track. If Clemson is not taking a transfer portal quarterback, and next season does not go well, I do think there is the chance Dabo Swinney is staking his career on Christopher Vezina, his career at Clemson. I do. Because people will look back and say, you had the opportunity to do better and you chose not to. And I think you are pushing all your chips to the middle of the table by doing this. And I've got to hope he realizes that and he's willing to do it anyway. If you think about it, if he does, then you can sell me on his optimism for Christopher Vezina. If I'm going to stake my job on a person, I'm going to believe in them 100%.
Somebody asked me, people are asking earlier, but about Chad Morris as a quarterback's coach. And one of the things that is in my brain that I can't take out of my brain just in this particular instance is that Cole Stout looked very good with 1 month, less than a month, of Brandon Streeter after Chad Morris left.
Yeah.
Chad Morris, kind of similar to the Garrett Riley, like Chad Morris as a quarterback developer has one success story.
That was a situation, and I don't know all the details, but I do remember that was a situation where it was an outside set of eyes who simply moved the arm slot of Cole Stout, and it made all the difference in the world.
You're hoping that Chad Morris can do that with Bazina or Denson or right. Reynolds or whatever. Like, get somebody in there that can do it. A short break. We'll come back. 6-5 Full Roar back to the phones for more Hour 2 after this.
It was just a few years back that I was trying to understand why my body wasn't cooperating. Then my great friends at PhD Weight Loss helped me to realize that it's not my fault. Losing weight is getting harder and harder. I was eating better, I was moving more, but my body just wasn't responding the way it used to. That's not willpower, that's metabolism. For many people just like me, years of dieting quietly slows the metabolic system down, so the harder I tried, the less progress I was making. But at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss and fix the root cause, not just the calories. If you want to better understand why your body isn't cooperating, call PhD Weight Loss now and mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock this great New Year special. It's free, it's personalized, and it could explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dare. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Get lost in the sound of nature, not in long haul times. At Upcountry Fiber, we believe our neighbors deserve better. Real people right here in your community, ready to help. No pressure, no surprise fees, just fast, reliable internet and friendly local service. And right now, you'll save $15 a month for a year on any fiber internet plan. Upcountry Fiber, certified local. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year of internet. Upcountry Fiber, a stronger connection.
Your home for Clemson hoops all season long. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Hey, what's the matter with your hair? Hey.
We continue on here on Out of Bounds. 654-ROAR is the number, 654-7627. Texter points this out from the ASIC forum, and we'll go to Ken and Jason. But this is an interesting thought about the quarterback position. It says, Kwok and Ben, I keep hearing that Clemson has the opportunity to get a better QB out of the portal, but that's assuming Clemson can get anyone they want from the portal. To me, it's just as risky to pay $2 to $4 million for a transfer quarterback as it is to try Vezina. It's just the optics of not bringing in a QB that people don't like. I don't think in any way it's a guarantee we can just bring someone in from the portal and get better, especially when it's one of these QBs who's 10, 11 spots down the list of the portal. Do you agree? Yes, I agree with that. However, this is my question, and this is an open question because I don't know. I'm going to have to ask. There is money set aside for quarterback because Cade's coming off the books and you have multiple millionaires coming off the books. And let's just put it out there. Who on this team has earned $1 million with the way that they played this season? You know what I mean? Like, there's millions of dollars that are out there that are allocated to football that are not being spent. So if you're not bringing in a portal quarterback, how are you using that money instead?
I don't agree from this standpoint. There's not anybody who can just get anybody they want. I mean, you know, people can always say no and routinely do. It's the fact that you have not heard Clemson tied to any quarterback. They have not tried. DJ Lagway is visiting Virginia, I believe, today.
Yes. Virginia doesn't have a boatload of cash.
Do you, you know, and it may, could you get your number one QB out of the portal if you decided to go that way? Yeah, perhaps not. It's the fact that you haven't tried. You know, it's the fact that's the disturbing part. You haven't tried.
Carson Beck is at the top half of the
market. That we know.
Right. Carson Beck is at the top half of the market. Carson Beck's making $4 million. Fernando Mendoza was at the top half of the market, making probably three-ish from Indiana, maybe a little more than that. Trinidad Chambliss was a D2 quarterback. He came to give Ole Miss insurance. They actually paid Austin Simmons as their quarterback to stay. And Chambliss, while he pipped him during the season. Chambliss is now staying at Ole Miss if he gets a waiver to get the extra year. And then Dante Moore was a very good recruit at the top part of the quarterback. You look at the quarterbacks that lost. Most of the quarterbacks that lost are portal guys. But it doesn't have to be the very tip-top of the – let me pull this up. Before we go to the phone, let me pull up the on-three rankings, okay? And these rankings are not – like, just because they're on-three's rankings don't mean that they're everybody's rankings, all right? But, like, Clemson doesn't have to go get Sam Leavitt. Clemson doesn't have to go outbid Texas Tech for Brendan Sorsby. And some of these quarterbacks know where they're going. Like, I thought Josh Hoover would have been a great one. I thought Josh Hoover would have been a great quarterback. Indiana has Fernando Mendoza's brother, and they still – this is a perfect example. Kurt Cignetti could do what Dabo's done and say, you know what, we've got Fernando Mendoza's brother who looks like he can play. In some ways, looks like maybe a better prospect as a young quarterback than Mendoza. But they're paying Josh Hoover a couple million dollars. DJ Lagway, a couple million dollars. I mean, there are guys you could get that could at least be a part of a competition. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to pay $4 million and say that's the guy. You could bring a mid-level guy in, the kid from Harvard, for example. Nathan Lincoln Keenholz, who it's gone to Louisville. You could bring those guys in and say, we'd love to bring you in and compete with these guys. And a guy like Lincoln Keenholz is going to say, well, I'm probably better than the best guy at Clemson. So I'm probably going to win that.
Texter said Clemson was linked to Aiden Childs. I don't know if they were or not. I only saw that on one site, and it was from a very uncredible writer. So, unless I missed it on some of the mainstream sites,
they could have dug. You know,
I mean, I hope you're right, but
the reality, like, probably coaches were doing due diligence on guys during the season, but they're not linked to anybody right now. So we'll see if that changes. Let's go to Ken and Lyman, who's up with us next. What's up, Ken?
Hey, I've been thinking about this, and I just wonder if some of our wide receivers, with the quarterback play, they've thought about this, and the quarterback play we're going to have next year, and with a new offensive coordinator if they may think about going to the portal or cell phone and count all this.
I mean, I think it's a factor. I do. I like, we've not seen announcements about T.J. Moore and Bryant Wesco. You know, I none of the other guys have gotten in. To me, you would be more likely to hear about those guys getting in than you would to hear an announcement about them coming back. But you would imagine that Wesco and Moore would be significant additions. And you've got freshmen coming in that need to know that they're in good hands. Now, what Dabo said about Sammy Watkins and Nuke Hopkins and other great players texting them and saying how happy they were that Chad Morris was coming back and what they're going to see, that part of this likely will help keep a wide receiver that's a little bit cold feetish as long as the price is right. I think it is noteworthy that you have not seen wide receivers go in the portal yet. So I'm not saying that they won't. I'm saying right now there haven't been, and that has to be considered a major win for Clemson, given what you accurately pointed out, Ken, are valid concerns about this passing game next year.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, and I hope y'all have a happy new year. Remember, it'll be a happy one with Jesus in it. Thank you.
There you go, Ken. Love it. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Let's go to Jason in Columbia, who's up with us next. 654 Roar, you want to join him there? What's up, Jason?
Hey, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
First of all, Ben Milstead, how dare you? Oasis is awesome. Love me some Liam Gallagher. The world needs more Liam Gallagher.
Oh,
I feel sorry for an entire generation of kids, you know, that don't know what an actual rock star is. I mean, Liam in his 50s. I mean, I think he literally said he has to have hip replacement. I'm not making that up, but he's still awesome.
Hey, I'm not laughing at that anymore.
Exactly. I'm soon headed to that territory myself. Look, I think it was Matt that called up, and actually, because when you're talking about getting the band back together, I did think about, you know, scumbag Bobby Petrino. I mean, he's about the closest thing to where he never lost his offensive touch, but, you know, he's bounced around so many places, and then obviously he wound up as the coordinator at Arkansas. And then when he mentioned Rich Rod, I said, okay, yeah. And then I looked it up. Rich Rod's 108th in scoring offense this year at West Virginia. So,
yeah, they went through about 92 quarterbacks this year and didn't find one they liked, I don't believe.
Yeah, and that again, you know, and it's like you guys are talking about with respect to quarterback personnel. I mean, just speaks so much to the importance there. And I had the same thought that you guys did with regard to Chad. We've only seen him basically with three quarterbacks at Clemson: Taj Boyd, Deshaun Watson, and Cole Stout. And if you remember that 2014 season, the second Deshaun stepped in, he was awesome. And we were going, why did they waste a couple games on Cole Stout? And then when Deshaun got injured and Cole had to come back in, the offense was terrible. Remember what a slog that was? But thank God we had the number one defense in the country,
right,
that kept us in games. And then, like you said, I thought we were going to get killed by Oklahoma in that bowl game just because of what Cole Stout had looked like. And then 1 month off with Streeter, and he just comes out slinging. So that is, guys, a concern I have with respect to Chad coming back beyond just whatever evolution he's tried to put his own process through with his scheme, because it's not innovative now compared to the rest of college football like it was in 2011. I just wonder, I mean, obviously, guys, this is a no-brainer. If we had to say, where does Chris Vezina, based on what we've seen so far, which is small, but based on what we've seen so far, does Chris Vezina fall closer to the Cole Stout camp or closer to the Deshaun Watson, Taj Boyd camp? I think we both know the answer, or all know the answer to that. So that is just right now one of my major concerns with Chad. I like Ben said, if you don't get good quarterback play and you don't have the right clay in that room, all of this is going to be a moot point. And to Ben's point, I do worry, guys, because I love Dabo. But there is, and Ben, you hit on this during the season. Remember the meltdown when Dabo said, I hadn't been listening to my instincts enough?
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people were like, oh, no, that's not what we wanted to hear. And then you come back with the Chad putting the band back together. There's a little bit of Hitler in the bunker going on here that I worry about. Now, obviously, that's worst case scenario, but I think either way, this is Dabo's last stand. So I hope it works out for him. I love the guy, but I understand the skepticism and the worry in the fan base, and especially when you double down and it looks like don't go into the portal for any kind of quarterback.
Jason, I agree with almost everything you said there. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I don't really disagree with any of that. The one thing that I would say about, I mean, I don't, Hitler in the bunker is pretty extreme with Dabo, but I do think that if you listen to what Dabo says, like some people think that Dabo's just blowing smoke a lot, but I think Dabo believes a lot of even the craziest stuff he says, I think he actually believes that people are like, oh, that's just Dabo being Dabo. I think he believes it. When he said going back to his instincts, we probably should have kept on the table that he was going to hire his old offensive coordinator that set the foundation for an offense that would be the most effective offensive championship operation of the decade, okay? I think we all feel a little bit silly that we didn't think about it. But I'll admit, when I don't know if I said this on air or not. When I heard Chad Morris's name, I actually texted somebody and was like, hey, are we sure that he's not talking to Chad about, like, Craddock? You know, are we sure he's not talking to Chad about somebody else that used to coach for Chad? And the answer was no. And I asked a couple other people the same thing, and the answer was no. They're actually talking to Chad. To the Vezina thing, do you tell me if I'm wrong on this, Ben, or if you disagree, and then we'll go to Bill here at the top of the hour. I think Vezina is squarely in between the Boyd Watson and the Stout. I think Vezina does. I mean, he threw for 300 against SMU. He also had some moments where he looked like a backup quarterback.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I'm not sure you are, but I hope you're right.
I mean, I know this is not fair. The Cole Stout I'm thinking about is the one that just freely gave the ball up in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Like, to me, Vezina is better than that. But not better than the Stout at the Oklahoma Champ Sports Bowl.
Yeah, to be fair to Cole Stout, though, that was a horrible situation.
That was bad.
I will never, ever forget that. And old boy tried to throw a no-look pass back across the field from his 10-yard line that not once but twice, right? Didn't he throw two pick sixes?
Two pick sixes in that game.
Yeah, that was a lot. Look, if Christopher Vezina is the guy next year, I'm going to give him a fair shot. I am. I've got serious concerns and doubts right now, but at the same time, if we get to the summer and this is 100% who the guy is next year, I'm going to root for him. I want him to succeed. I'm not going to just assume that he sucks, but it doesn't change how I feel today. I mean, when there's still an opportunity to improve the room, I'm going to continue to root that we improve the room.
That's right, 100%. Bill, I tell you what, I'm gonna hold you over through the break because I don't want to cut you off. We only got about 50 seconds or so here, so I'm wait for us here for just a second.
Damn it,
yeah.
Roy Philpott at the time was advocating for the no look pass, and I remember we get that. It wasn't meant to be a no look pass. It was more of a, oh shoot, let me just throw this somewhere. Yeah, I never let Philpott live that one down.
Let me say this, okay? Let me say this. Texter says, how did he look against Furman? And I will close you out with this. I don't think you could take a couple series against Furman more seriously than you take the SMU game. The SMU game was the Christopher Vezina game plan that he's put in. You got to go win the game against SMU. Now, SMU's pass defense was not very good, and SMU hemorrhaged yards to lots of teams. But do we really think that Cade Klubnik would have tremendously outperformed Christopher Vezina? And that's my question. I don't think Christopher Vezina is going to be the worst starting quarterback Clemson's had in 15 years when he starts next season. I also don't feel great about Christopher Vezina going to LSU and winning that football game, knowing what LSU is going to do with its roster in the next few weeks. Hour three, we'll get a Bill's phone call and much more next.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
There's